Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, April 5th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an investigation into civilian deaths in areas of Ukraine abandoned by retreating Russian forces. Guterres posted his comments on Twitter a day after witnesses and officials accused Russian troops of committing war crimes during their occupation of towns around Kyiv, including the killing of over 300 civilians in the town of Bucha. After a visit to Bucha yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the killings as genocide and called the Russian invasion the torture of the whole nation. He later announced plans for an International Justice Administration to investigate the alleged crimes, as the time has come to make the war crimes committed by Russian troops the last such evil on earth. Zelensky reportedly plans to address the UN Security Council today to build support for an international investigation into the killings in Bucha. U.S. officials have also said they will ask the UN General Assembly to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. Russian officials have denied claims of war crimes committed by Russian troops and stated they will submit empirical evidence during the UN Security Council meeting today to bolster their claims. Top Polish officials on Monday met with visiting Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi to discuss international help for war-ravaged Ukraine. According to official sources, the meetings with President Andrzej Duda, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, and Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau focused on Polish-Japanese cooperation and coordination of humanitarian aid for Ukraine. During the talks, Morawiecki announced that Japan had agreed to provide $100 million to support Poland and other countries helping Ukraine. International ratings agency S&P Global has affirmed Poland's A- long-term foreign currency credit rating with a stable outlook as economies struggle with the fallout from Russia's war against Ukraine. It cited Poland's diversified economy, European Union membership, and manageable levels of public and private debt as the rationale for the ratings action. The agency predicted, however, that the military conflict between Russia and Ukraine would have a significant impact on Poland's economy and public finance, according to the Polish state news agency PAP. S&P also trimmed its 2022 GDP growth forecast for Poland to 3.6% from a previous prediction of 5%, and is also expecting a higher general government deficit this year at 4% of GDP instead of the 3% predicted earlier. Iga Świątek officially took over yesterday as the new world number one in women's tennis, becoming the first Pole to top the rankings of the Women's Tennis Association. On Saturday, Świątek cruised past Japan's Naomi Osaka to win the Miami Open tournament in Florida, claiming her sixth career singles title and 17th straight win this season. Świątek wasn't the only Polish tennis player making headlines over the weekend, however. Hubert Hurkacz, currently ranked world number 14, won the men's doubles competition at the Miami Open, along with his American partner, John Isner. The 26th annual Easter Beethoven Festival kicked off last weekend with a grand gala performance of the Ninth Symphony at the National Philharmonic in Warsaw. The festival runs until Good Friday on April 15th, with concerts broadcast live each evening on Polish Radio's Channel 2 and on the YouTube channel of the Beethoven Association. More information on the concerts can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cold and overcast in Gdańsk, with a good chance for rain into the late afternoon and light winds coming in from the west. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a high around 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 1 degree centigrade or 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected tomorrow, along with a chance for rain throughout the day and the potential for snow overnight. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.